Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know, a show dedicated to empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. So today, we have another great opportunity to get some fantastic information that will really empower you in regards to healing your skin. Today, we're talking about natural solutions for rejuvenating your skin, and I know this is a topic that everyone is going to be really interested in, so stay tuned because you don't want to miss anything about this show today. Before we go there, I just want to remind everyone, please go to my website, whatwomenmustknow.com. I have free gifts I give away. I even send the radio show out as an archive show so you don't miss any of the shows. And my Facebook, What Women Must Know, is another place where I post lots of great educational information and recipes and strategies, lots of things that I think are important for you to know. So those are ways to just keep you up to scratch on what's going on and making sure you have the best information, the best strategies, the best knowledge possible. So let's talk about natural solutions for rejuvenating your skin. I know this is a topic that all women are really interested in, concerned about, and in fact, this is also a topic that men are getting more interested in, as they should. And today, we're going to be talking with one of the experts in the field of safe, organic, natural, and not only products, but strategies to really understand how to support our skin throughout our life. And my guest is Emily Fritchie. She is the founder, developer, and driving force behind Sunshine Botanicals. She also likes to be known as the Skin Whisperer. And as we interview her today, you'll understand why she has that wonderful title, Skin Whisperer. She's a clinical esthetician with more than 30 years. She began developing her own unique and highly effective botanical formulations for her own clientele that quickly became a way to fill the void in the skincare and medispa industry. Emily is both a visionary and a maverick. She quickly recognized how powerful clinical skincare developed entirely from a botanical perspective could be. Wound healing improved, skin problems cleared, skin discolorations lightened, and inflammation was reduced, all without chemicals or synthetic ingredients. Signs of aging were being reversed, and solutions were clearly available for the millions of aging baby boomers searching for healthy and effective skin treatment alternatives. Along with her husband, Dr. Phil, who is a traditional herbalist and her original formulator, Emily has developed associations with some of the world's leading botanical chemists and research scientists that have led her to the development of some of the most unique and effective botanical skincare formulations available on the marketplace today. A self-proclaimed ingredient freak, Emily's passion for skincare developed as a direct result of her own difficult skin issues as a teenager that traditional medicine could not remedy. Determined to understand why these conditions existed, she began a path of study and research that ultimately led to the development of Sunshine Botanicals. So it is my great pleasure to welcome Emily to the show today. Hello, Emily.
Hello, Dr. Cheryl. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
And it's such a pleasure. And I read, you know, your bio and look at all the wonderful things you do. And I just so relate to you as a maverick. We're both mavericks in our own way. And you have been such a help and a go-to person in my life. It's just such a thrill and an honor to have you here on the show today.
Thank you very much.
We have so much to talk about, but one of the things you said to me, and I thought this would be a good place to begin our conversation, you said that when people come and see you on a professional basis, you do this one thing at the very beginning. You hold a mirror up to them and you ask them if you could change or if you have one area that you want to address, what would it be? Why do you do that, and what is it that you're really trying to help people with?
I'm trying to help my clients identify the core issues that they want to correct so they can make better choices or understand their options to be able to achieve the results that they're looking for. And that question is huge because it's a question, really, that most women have never been asked, and I find that to be very odd. But we have been, as a culture, really groomed by, marketing media as to which types of products are hot, and everybody needs the latest, greatest, trendiest ingredient, and the very fact of what is it that I really want to correct has never really been addressed. And once we ask that question and the person has the opportunity to think about it for a minute, it just changes the perspective on how they think about their, how they want to, what is the most important thing, not what is the best ingredient for aging.
So I know that what you really want to do and what you are doing is creating a whole new paradigm in how people are understanding the needs of their skin and the best ways to optimize healthy skin. So what are some of the things that you think people need to know when it comes to supporting and creating healthy, vibrant, radiant skin?
I think understanding three basic categories. When you look into the mirror and look at your own face, which we do every morning, look at it from this perspective. Look at the skin's texture, look at the color, and notice the elasticity. What does that mean? Those three basic categories can help you understand what you're really looking at and how to prioritize a treatment program. So looking at the texture, looking at the coloration, and thinking about the skin from a position of, it's the body's largest respiratory organ, and it protects us against the environment and, helps to keep us healthy, and the surface layers of the skin can be so damaged by very aggressive products used repeatedly and excessive environmental exposure, not to mention other health disorders that can compound that problem. It can be a real issue. So starting with identifying what is the most important to you and what needs to be addressed first in order to get correction.
And what do you think are the biggest myths that women have, and I'd like to throw men in here too, regarding their skin and what are they doing to support their skin, do you think? And what are the biggest myths or misinformation that people have that are actually contributing to accelerated aging, as they're expressing through life?
That is a wonderful question. And my answer is simply this, and it's a 180. It's a complete reversal in how you think about the skin, because we have been taught about moisturizing and sun protection and maybe the latest, greatest serums or retinols or possibly even injections to deal with lines and wrinkles and problem skin. And we spend, as a culture, a fortune on these corrective products and bypass the single most important thing that can clear the skin the quickest, which is cleansing and detoxification. If the skin is cleansed properly, I don't mean stripped, I don't mean sandblasted, but cleansed properly, the skin is able to breathe. And I have found in my experience in my clinic that at least half of skin problems clear themselves when the skin is actually cleansed properly. And I have worked with women who have spent large sums of money on corrective products and basically never even think about cleansing the skin. And if you flip the thinking and do a total 180 and think, I need to double down on my cleansing, and then what does that actually mean? It seems simple, but there are some simple steps to cleansing that can create more change than many, many corrective skin products out on the market. So switching the thinking to cleansing and detoxification rather than correction.
Wow. So what are the mistakes when it comes to cleansing the skin?
First of all, the number of people that don't cleanse at all or may use something like, it's really an afterthought. It's, most women think about getting the grime or the makeup off at the end of the day, maybe. And research has shown that the average woman spends 10 seconds once a day actually cleansing the skin. 10 seconds.
Really? Wow.
It's a matter
of
just get the grime off. Now let's go grab our serum, get the, you know, the $300 cream we just purchased at Saks and have an injection, and hopefully we will, you know, achieve the goals. And it's actually, there is one of the biggest myths out there.
And can you explain why that's important? Why is it, we'll talk about how to properly cleanse in a minute, but I just want you to explain why proper cleansing is really so healing and rejuvenating to the skin.
Great question. I want to use some analogies because I like to take complex subjects and simplify them to where, you know, everybody can really understand what we're talking about here. And I'm going to use the analogy of your dishwasher in your kitchen. If you have a dinner party and you've got plates and everybody's enjoyed a meal and then you talk and have a glass of wine, the plates have been on the table for an hour and a half, and then you finally go to the dinner table and you decide to clear the table and wash the dishes. Do you take that plate off the table, scrape off the food, and stick it in the dishwasher? You don't. You at least run it under warm water to get most of the buildup off, and then you put it in the dishwasher. The same exact thing happens, and here's what very few people really understand, and it's the core of all results-oriented programs. It, first of all, at the end of the day, you have to get the grime off. The skin's function, from a health standpoint, the skin's job is to take in oxygen and eliminate waste. It's a respiratory organ. And the skin can become so completely congested because layer upon layer of either makeup or sebum and oil that's excreted from the pores on a daily basis, these oils can get trapped in the pores, and we never really break that down. And things, sales of things like, you know, the power tools and the scrubbing brushes and acid-based cleansers, you know, really flood the market because people understand, or a lot of people are trying to cleanse their skin, and what they end up actually doing is stripping that protective barrier function, the acid mantle, in the process, and their skins are dried out completely, and, you know, inflammation and all types of skin disorders can result from that. But back to my dishwasher analogy, in my clinic, I have a double cleanse approach, and it's two steps that can make all the difference in the world immediately in how the skin looks, feels, and breathes. But it requires an oil to melt down another oil, to break up the daily grime, and to soften and eliminate the sebum and the waste that gets stuck in the pore of the skin, preventing the skin from properly breathing. And this builds up over time, and it's very simple. What actually happens that can lead to a texture problem with the skin is kind of a brick-and-mortar analogy. If you picture a brick wall, you've got bricks and you've got cement, the mortar that holds them together. On the skin, it's exactly the same way. The body is constantly replenishing every 28 days a fresh new layer of skin cells, but the body's also excreting oils and waxes, and that's the body's self-moisturizing mechanism that we were all born with. We weren't born to need moisturizer. The body naturally secretes water and oil to naturally lubricate the skin, but that process, because of lifestyle and environment and a very long list, really gets messed up along the way. So as the oils are secreting from the pores, it sticks to those dead skin cells. We don't naturally exfoliate. The skin can become rough and coarse, and oils can get trapped in the pores, causing the pores to stretch and get larger and oxidize, leading to ultimately to blackheads. And then we buy corrective products to correct those disorders that would have been corrected if we had melted oils and waxes from the skin first and then chosen a cleanser that has the appropriate ingredients to deal with the skin-specific issue. Is it red and inflamed? Is it rosacea? Is it sun, dark circles and hyperpigmentation, or is it acne? You have to have the right ingredient for the skin condition. So if you simply do a double cleanse step, get rid of the daily grime, melt the excess sebum so the pores can actually become smaller because you're dissolving that waste that stretches them in the first place, and then take your primary cleanser and really allow that to dig deeper. Most skin problems really start to clear themselves. It's really stunning, but I see it over and over and over again every day.
So that's a really, you know, useful tip, but also an interesting approach. And are there ways that people can do this? Are there some solutions that you have that people can get on their own, or do you think that they really need to have some of the special products? I know you specialize in that. What are your thoughts?
Well, if I'm speaking generically, this thought is very important. It takes an oil to melt another oil. So if you have a water-based product and you're trying to eliminate wax and oily sebum and you're trying to tighten the pores, you're only going to cleanse the surface. It's not going to melt the oil. In our industry, the oil cleansing method has been, you know, big in the news and a lot of beauty magazines and publications for that very reason. And there are many things that are good, many things that are bad. All oils are not created equal, but the theory is there. It takes an oil to melt through another oil. I can speak to ingredients. Grapeseed oil is the foundation of one of the formulas that I created that I blend with some other things, and I love that because of its anti-inflammatory properties, but it won't go back and further congest the skin, as what can happen with many oils. Coconut oil, for example, not a great idea for the skin ever.
Interesting.
Coconut oil is a wonderful, incredible healing natural substance, and I love it. But on the skin, it's not a great idea because it is very, it can be very congested to the skin, and it can be comedogenic and acne-forming. It's great on the body, you know, but as far as an oil to use daily on the skin, not a great idea. It might reduce the inflammation, but you're going to get a lot of congestion, and you'll probably end up with some breakouts as a result of that. So there are different oils that I use and that I blend that have that provide the same goal, that achieve the same result, but that are much healthier for the skin, that allows the skin to breathe. That's what you really want to do. And when you experience the double cleanse the right way, how your skin feels is, you'd have to experience it really to describe it, because it's like it is breathing. And when your skin has not breathed for a long, long time and it starts breathing, it's just a lighter feel. It's very fresh, and so many things begin to correct themselves. So that's why I spent so much of my time formulating unique cleansers and my double cleanse system, which is the foundation of my whole approach, because that's where the results come in. We make some great products, but if you don't get your skin clean first, your skin cannot receive and absorb the good skin nutrition that you're applying, and you're just layering and layering more products on top of layers of congestion. And most women over-moisturize and under-cleanse their skin. It's just that simple, because that's just how we've been educated. And if you back up and look at, I love to match ingredients to skin condition. Now, that's just my little world. Most women aren't going to even be such a problem is because of their pH. And they can be extremely alkaline and lead to very dry skin. And it's interesting because a certain major brand of bath soap that promises and has all the major commercials on how soft the skin is, immediately after they use it, it can lead to the worst chronic inflammation that you can imagine, because the pH of that soap is so highly alkaline that immediately after you wash with it, the skin feels soft, but within hours the skin gets very, very dry and can lead to an inflamed condition. Now, there are solid cleansing bars. You really kind of have to know soaps, but the main thing I want people to understand is it's the pH of soaps that's the problem. Some bars, in fact, I have created two that are solid cleansing bars, but from a chemistry standpoint, the pH is neutral, and we don't use sodium hydroxide as a foaming agent, so you're not going to get that soap feel, okay? So there are solid cleansing bars, and then there are soaps. But from the standpoint of your question, garden variety soaps can really be a problem because of the pH of that bar, and it can be an issue. And if you don't use a pre-cleanse to melt the waxes and oils that build up on the surface and in the pore first, it's going to be an issue. So, yes, that can be a problem. So understanding the ingredients of a product, again, are important things to be aware of and know what to look for and what to avoid.
So cleansing is really important, and I think you really explained that well. And people can either check out the products that you have at Sunshine Botanicals if they want to know about your two-step program, or see what other products are out there that are offering a two-step program. I'm not sure what they are because I only know what you have done and have used your cleansing protocol for that.
Sure.
But I think you made the point how important it is for cleansing. Do you like using like clay face masks, things like that can help supposedly improve circulation?
I don't know that they improve circulation. Certain masks, and there are many different types of clay. Rasul clay, R-A-S-U-L. Rasul clay is a wonderful clay that can be used on many different types of skins, and it can be it can have a purifying or a drawing and detoxifying property to it.
Mm-hmm.
Some clays could have stimulating ingredients, which might bring some color to the skin, if that's what you're referring to.
Yes,
but Rasul clay is excellent, and there are a number of different clays that are great. That are great for a bi- or tri-weekly supplement or support to a good daily routine to help further, pull out waste and dissolve some dead skin. Also, charcoal, activated charcoal is wonderful. Charcoal is used even in nutritional supplements because it's used to treat poisons. And activated charcoal in a food supplement is tremendously effective to treat food poisoning because it can pull that out and help your body eliminate the poison very quickly. And activated charcoal in a product even can pull poisons or waste out of the top layers of skin, so it can have a drawing effect. So Rasul clay and charcoal, those are some good things if you're looking for, just across the board, in the marketplace for some good ingredients in a mask, those would be two good things to look for.
So can people actually take some charcoal capsules and mix it up with a little clay and do their own thing?
Sure. If you want to play chemist, it's one of my favorite things.
It's always good to be able to do it yourself as much
Absolutely.
As possible.
Uh-huh.
At least for some people like to play with that. Wrinkles. Do you think you can really reverse wrinkles once they appear?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I've got a book filled with before and after photos of this.
Well, that's good. That's reassuring.
Yes. And I could talk all day, so you might want to be more specific on what you would like for me to elaborate on. But how can wrinkles be treated? First of all, skin peels are the number one treatment for that because you can resurface the skin and stimulate new cell growth by resurfacing the skin with some great non-synthetic acids. Pumpkin enzymes, for example, one of my favorite things in the world. Pumpkin enzymes are a very powerful way to resurface the skin. It's a pumpkin's loaded with beta-carotene, which is natural vitamin A, and it's an enzyme, and I formulate with pumpkin, with a pumpkin peel, actually. The pumpkin solution is fermented, it's an extended process, but the pumpkin puree is drilled down and fermented into a pumpkin wine, and at that point it becomes very acidic. Although it's not a chemical acid, it's an enzyme, plant-based acidic enzyme that dissolves layers of dry, dead, leathery skin to when I say peel away, it's not the type of peel that causes the skin to scab over and come off in sheets. It's a very gentle, slow-acting process. But if you want to treat a wrinkle, you need to resurface the skin. You need to peel away or dissolve layers of built-up environmental damage, and then use active ingredients on the skin for healing, recovery, and strengthening the skin after that. So active ingredients would be peptides, liquid oxygen, astaxanthin algae are great ingredients that can stimulate the production of new collagen and smooth the skin, because peptides, that's a big chain of ingredients there, but peptides are long chain amino acids that knit wrinkles. And what they do is they just really smooth it out. So if you have a strategic approach for smoothing out wrinkles from an environmentally damaged skin, you want to peel it, you want to use some very healing ingredients like comfrey root, Oregon grape, and white birch bark that are soothing, anti-inflammatory, and healing after you do a peel, and then the daily use of peptides and liquid oxygen and red algae. The idea is the skin has had that top layer removed, but not excessively, but enough that these great ingredients can get in, and the results are just beautiful. But it is, again, it's a process. So peels, peptides, algae, and liquid oxygen are some of my favorite ingredients to be able to bring about pretty rapid changes with that.
Emily, one of the questions that I really wanted to have you address is the confusion that women have about what is a really good skincare product, because there's so many products on the market that say natural or they even say organic, but if you really look at the small print at the ingredients, there may be ingredients in there that actually are chemicals or synthetic in some way, or might even be harmful ingredients. What are the things that women need to be looking for in a product that should raise their, concern?
First of all, my best advice is you need to know your source. Look at the company that you're buying from. Look at who they are. Look at what their message really is. The green beauty space is a $1 billion industry, and my clients and women everywhere are overwhelmed and confused with so many mixed messages out there. It's a jungle. It's really hard to know what works, what doesn't, what's pure, what's not, what's real, what's not. Many people have bathroom drawers filled with half-empty bottles, pots, and jars of things they've tried over and over again and have not seen results, and end up being very jaded and frustrated. So that being said, know your source. Look at who you're buying the product from, and learn to read ingredient labels. Key ingredients, red flags, of course, are anything with petroleum and mineral oils, and there are many different types of fillers that are used in products, and unless you're a chemist, you can't really sort through, the bad things. So I think I can be more helpful if I tell you some things to look for. Read the ingredient label. You will know, and your listeners are very intelligent people. Just read the label. And clean products have clean ingredient labels that, really define each ingredient in the product. So mineral oil, sodium lauryl sulfate, phthalates are plasticizers that are used to add body to a product. There are many chemical emulsifiers that are used to blend water and oil substances to create creams and emulsions. And some of these things can be very problematic. Not every chemical is life-threatening, but there are some wonderful, healthy green ingredients that can be used for every functionality of product development. And that's where my fascination comes in, because it's very exciting to create very elegant formulas without the use of plasticizers, chemicals, mineral oil or petroleum-based products that can suffocate the skin, keep it from breathing and ultimately harm the protective acid mantle. So those are just a few things that I would be on the lookout for.
And I want to, you know, emphasize some of the things you're saying about the ingredients, because a lot of these toxic ingredients can get absorbed into the body.
Yes.
Some of them are estrogenic, and I know that's really a big issue for you, is warning people about
yes.
these xenoestrogens or estrogen mimics, because they can actually be absorbed through your skin, whether you put it on your face or rub these things all over your body, and you could be affecting your hormonal balance internally because of what is getting absorbed into your body by what you put on your body, or, you know, those things that we are so commonly using, the plastic bottles and the receipts we get from the grocery store. They all have bisphenol A in them, which is also a hormone disruptor. So we don't want to add to this toxic load of estrogen mimics, because it can really drive all sorts of problems and create ongoing hormonal imbalances throughout a person's life.
That is so true, and that is a show all unto itself, really. That is so huge, and how the body does absorb things. And I'd like to add to what you just said, this. Look for nanotechnology. That's another big thing that has really come on the scene in our industry over the last couple years, and it's used for carrying, ingredients deep into the skin. And I'm all for going deep into the skin, but nanotechnology, depending on what ingredient is being produced this way, can go immediately into the bloodstream and be a real disaster. It's used as a very, or it's presented as an extremely sophisticated technology and results-oriented skincare, but I avoid nanotechnology. And what we do, I don't have to go into the bloodstream to affect your skin. And especially if we're using botanical ingredients, enzymes, and healthy essential fatty acids and unique botanical tinctures and extracts, we can do this in an extremely healthy way. But just be on the lookout, you know, for nanotechnology, because depending, again, on what ingredient it is, It goes there. It goes even deeper than most cosmetics that you're referring to being hormone disruptors and having the liver becoming, overloaded with all of these chemicals to have to filter out. So that's something important to at least, have on your radar.
So there's something that I've always wanted to understand, because I've never really gotten an accurate answer from anyone that I've talked to. As we get older, men and women tend to find these, I guess you would call them hyperpigmentation, they're called like age spots or sunspots, but there are all sorts of names for them. But what's really going on there, Emily, and what have you found to be effective in reducing that discoloration on the skin?
Oh, great question. Niacin. Niacinamide, which is vitamin mm-hmm. B3, mm-hmm. is extremely, talk about a circulation boost, okay? So I'm going to hit this from two different angles. Niacin okay. is a wonderful ingredient to stimulate circulation and improve the color, especially in a sallow or grayish-looking skin. But niacinamide is a very important and very effective skin lightening ingredient, especially if it's combined with glucosamine. And I like to blend niacinamide with N-acetylglucosamine, and that's the interstitial fluid, of course, in our joints and our bones. When those two are combined at the right level, they provide an equivalent result to the synthetic chemical skin bleaches without the toxicity or side effects or backlash that comes with skin bleaching. So niacinamide and N-acetylglucosamine are two. The others are natural substances like kojic acid and L-arbutin and azelaic acid, and those are amino acids that have skin lightening and brightening properties. And, I love to blend and cocktail some of these ingredients depending on the nature of the product that I'm working with. So azelaic acid, kojic, niacin, glucosamine, those are all wonderful skin brightening ingredients that you can find in cleansers, you can find it in serums and moisturizers as well.
Do you think you should take them internally as a supplement?
To lighten the skin?
Yeah, do they have an effect? I mean, because I know they're supplements. If you take them internally, does it have an effect on what is happening for the skin?
I would do that in a little more indirect way. Those would all be great for the skin, but if you really wanted to, if you had a huge problem with discoloration in everywhere, the sun, in my experience and in my opinion, exacerbates pigmentation problems. It's not the cause. It's not. These spots, years ago when I was a kid, they were called liver spots. If you remember, maybe you do, maybe you don't, but liver spots were, you know, the brown spots on the hands, the face, the body, the arms, and it was coined that way for a reason, and that is the liver's job is to filter the blood. Depending on what's going on with a woman, and especially if you're dealing with hormone issues, as you are very well aware, you know, the body has to handle this overload of estrogens and xenoestrogens in the environment, right? So mm-hmm. I would work with blood cleansers and liver support along with a topical skin brightening protocol because in the way I do it in my clinic when I'm dealing with a client, I have them fill out their history and intake form so I can kind of see what they've been doing. And it gives me clues as to things that we want to look at. So across the board, without knowing anything about anyone who's listening, liver support and blood cleansing and essential fatty acids would be the targeted internal approach that I would take. Although these other ingredients are great when they're blended into a topical product, internally are going to have a little different pathway. It's going to produce good results, but not quite in that way. So herbs like burdock and milk thistle and, oh my goodness, there's a host of other liver-supporting herbs that would be excellent. And the liver has to filter estrogen from the body, whether it's from your hormones or whether it's from all of the, things that we're consuming or being exposed to on a daily basis. The liver's job has to filter everything so that the blood can be cleansed and continue to circulate throughout the body. So when the liver is very overwhelmed, it can't do its filtration job properly, the blood is not cleansed thoroughly, and especially if someone has a bowel issue, if you're not having bowel movements on a regular basis, that's gigantic. I focus on the gut in my skincare clinic daily. Because if you get the digestive process and elimination process moving correctly, a lot of other things begin to balance themselves out. So liver support and blood cleansing with blood cleansing herbs, you can look that up online and find out a lot about it that have been used for years, can do a wonderful job to help reduce the oxidative stress on the skin. The other thing that's important to understand is glycation. Glycation is a process where sugars bind to proteins. They can cause the skin to oxidize, meaning we're rusting. Simply, you know, if you look at it, the body is like, whoa, I'm rusting. I've got spots everywhere. So you want to reduce oxidation. You want to help the liver to be able to filter the blood properly. You want the bowels to move properly, and you want the digestive system to be functioning at a top-notch level. So enzymes, probiotics, and natural herbs to help proper bowel elimination, all those things go together in a really healthy anti-aging protocol that will specifically target pigmentation.
Right. Well, this is such great information, Emily. I'm really so appreciative of you sharing all this with us. You mentioned a couple of ingredients that you have found and incorporated in some of your formulations that I actually haven't become familiar with before. I haven't, before I heard about what you were doing, I never really thought of them in the ingredients. So do you want to talk a little bit about some of these new ingredients? You talked about liquid oxygen. What's that?
Oh, wow. Liquid oxygen is a, oh, my goodness. It's oxygen is extremely vital for cellular metabolism. And, you know, a healthy environment, our air, our environment is very, very polluted. And free radicals and pollution and all of these things that we come in contact with every day affects our respiration overall, whether it's, you know, our lungs, our skin, et cetera. The cells, going back to the skin, the cells really have to breathe. And liquid oxygen penetrates the surface of the skin and helps to oxygenate the skin cells while it neutralizes carbon dioxide, and it optimizes the metabolism to speed up cellular renewal. Oxygen, at least the oxygen that I work with in one of my eye formulas, instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles by 15% and is often used in clinics in Europe to treat burns. So liquid oxygen, the body absorbs it, the cells are able to take up the oxygen, and it can stimulate not only the turnover of cells, but going back to our earlier conversation about wrinkles, liquid oxygen, by stimulating metabolism and cellular respiration, can dramatically boost the health of the skin and reduce wrinkles. So it's very important. It's all about helping the skin to breathe. You know, when we were talking about cleansing earlier, about the skin's got to breathe. And then once it's breathing, we need to give it raw materials and healthy foods, skin foods that feed the cells at a deeper level. Well, how do we do that? It has to get into the cell, so liquid oxygen can also be a carrier to carry these nutrients deeper into the skin to ignite the cells so that they can function properly.
All this is great information for people to really take on board. I also want to mention at this point that people should really go to your website, which is sunshinebotanicals.com, because sunshinebotanicals.com?
Yes, correct.
Okay, I want to make sure that's the correct one. Because you have a blog that you write on a regular basis, and you share so much of this research and information, so we can really get really solid kind of guidance when it comes to our skin and helping to rejuvenate them. So anything else you want to say about the, you know, your website and the blog, what else?
Well,
what else would you like people to know about what you're doing and how they can learn more about your products? And I think you have some sample sizes people can try, right?
We do. I am an educator at heart. I think you probably picked up on that. I am all about results because I had such horrible skin as a young person, and that's how I grew into the person that I am today. And people are overwhelmed and jaded and confused about what to do and when to do it. And it's really, I have spent my life developing products and approaches that really address these things. So I'm an educator. My blog, the Skin Whisperers blog, can be found on the homepage of the website under the flash banner at the top. And there are a number of articles on different subjects that some of your listeners out there may be searching for information. So I break it down. I like to simplify complex chemistry things as much as possible, but it's truly fascinating at what is available. And the number of people we work with, we've been working with cancer patients quite a bit lately and treating the effects of radiation and chemotherapy on the skin. And our Facebook page and my blog has a lot of this information in there as well. And this is really a mission for me. And just to work with women and watch their skins change very, very quickly and watch people smile again and believe again, you know, that there are solid answers and facts out there. And the healing power of nature is really, really phenomenal.
I just want to say that I know you've told me the story about having such bad skin when you were young, which really was one of the things that determined your path in life. Because right now, I mean, when I see you, Emily, you have the most luminescent, beautiful skin that I've ever seen. So it's a testimony to what you're doing, but also you're an inspiration because you came from a place where you had really some serious health challenges and skin challenges, and you turned it around. You know, that really to me is inspirational.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Cheryl, I could talk for days, as you can tell, and I'm a kindred spirit because what you are doing for women through your work is equally inspirational to me, and the skin cannot be separated from the rest of the body, and I think people are suffering now from a lack of knowledge in a soundbite world, and we're buying marketing and we're buying great ideas and glitzy advertising, and it's hard to be able to sort through the noise and get the real facts that at the end of the day make a real difference. So that's why
I appreciate people like yourself, Emily, because I really seek out the experts that I can trust, and I know that they are creating products based on integrity and research and purity, and I can certainly say that that's my experience of Sunshine Botanicals. You've done such a wonderful job in bringing forth really effective, novel, safe, pure products. And I just so appreciate everything you've done and your ongoing and continuous research. So, all I can say is God bless you, because we need people like you out there that we can really trust.
If I can leave you and your listeners with one thought here, this whole brand started with a single product, and I'd like to direct their attention to something really, truly amazing, and that is the formula that Dr. Phil made for my clinic 22 years ago, and it's now being used by a few plastic surgeons that are open to...
So one last thing, Emily, I know that you've got a range of products, and I'm sure people are really interested in what you are doing and the amazing products that you have available. If my listeners want to call in and get some guidance, if they want to check out some products, if they're thinking of perhaps purchasing, trying some of them, what would you recommend? Do they have someone that they can talk to if they call in?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our toll-free number is 866-907-9546. And my staff, I have the most wonderful people here that know our products inside and out, and they've got some great people on the other end of the phone. Certainly, they can help them. They can also contact us at info@sunshinebotanicals.com. And so either by phone or by email would be great. So we've got super people here that would be happy to answer any questions. And then my blog. And, of course, be sure to like us on Facebook, because that's how we really connect with people and are building our online community and helping people that way as well. So you have several portals there to reach us.
Well, thank you. That's great. I just so appreciate the wonderful research you've been doing over the years and your immense support for all the women and men that you've been helping as well. So it's a pleasure to have you on the show, and just keep on doing all the wonderful work you're doing, Emily.
Thank you, Cheryl. And I have one last thing for your listeners. If they need help and see a product that they want to try, we do have a special VIP code for your listeners on our website for a 10% opportunity or 10% off any product. And the coupon code is simply DRS.
Oh, DRS. Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's wonderful. I didn't even know you were going to offer that. That's terrific.
Happy to answer any specific questions of your listeners if they would like to talk to us.
That sounds great, Emily. Thank you for sharing all this great information.